But let's check out some more of these files here. Again, we have the Shriners Hospital, the MicroGen DX. And again, we're seeing the same template here, but for individual companies, it's all been customized. The colors and the layouts are being changed. I'm really, really impressed here just with how Manus has been able to operate and go through this this very detailed task for us. We're running at about probably just under an hour now for the entire task process, and it's still cranking on, doing its thing. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight with an absolutely huge agentic AI episode, keeping the agentic AI streak going for a third day in a row now. And this is the episode where we finally get to cover Manus AI. This is the Chinese startup slash AI agent that absolutely rolled waves through the AI community. I want to say about a month ago now, and it's been a little while, but there was a pretty exclusive wait list that kept a lot of people from using the tool, us included at the AI Marketing Navigator. But there was a ton of hype around the tool and the demo use cases that were able to be done and that were being shared. And everything early on had this model, this agent being extremely powerful, if not the most powerful agent at the time. And I have to say, I was pretty blown away tonight by the demo that we ran through. I don't know if I can say that it's the most powerful agent out there because I haven't done this exact test with the other tools that we've covered just recently this week, like Lindy or Convergence. So I don't know exactly how they would handle this one, but I was pretty blown away, like I said, by what Manus was able to do in our demo tonight. And I think you guys will be too. And I'm pretty inclined to say that it might just be the most powerful agentic tool out there right now. So after our demo of the tool tonight, you guys will have to decide where you think it ranks currently. But before that, first, just a quick review again on everything that we do know about Manus. We covered the announcement about the platform when it was first made, but if you haven't heard about it, Manus was again developed by a Chinese startup called Monica, and it officially launched to select users back on March 6th. So it has been about a month now, and it's an AI system, an agent designed to independently execute tasks and objectives, and it does so by planning. And as you'll see, the planning is incredibly impressive, very organized, very detailed, and it does this by using decision-making and logic and task management and all that stuff very exceptionally well, especially given the complexity of the task that we sent it tonight. Anyway, all of this stuff, pretty typical of at least the goals of these agentic systems. So of course, you're gonna get all of the relatively typical use cases that we've heard and seen being made from a lot of these companies, like booking travel or looking into restaurants or scraping social data or news. But we'll go over a lot of the templates, or at least a few of the templates that Manus suggests. And there are definitely some business and finance focused ones, as well as some other interesting ones that we'll talk about. But people have also been pushing Manus a bit further to do things like full-on coding tasks, deeper data analysis and data visualization, which it's really doing well at as well, and testing it with multifaceted, multi-step prompts and projects, which is exactly what we did tonight on our episode. The tool is capable of processing multimodal input data. As you may know, that means text and images and code. It also integrates with external tools, so web browsers and code editors. As you'll see, it was actually making use of Visual Studio or VS Code and a web browser for tonight's work that it was doing. One thing that is also particularly interesting about Manus AI, and another thing that we'll get to see tonight in the demo that was really compelling to me and really cool, was its ability to learn and adapt over time as it's performing and executing certain tasks. And you can kind of guide and direct this learning as well, which is really interesting. Maybe the only thing more interesting though was the news that came out about Manus a little while after it was launched. And that's the fact that operating its agentic processes and capabilities was actually Claude 3.5 Sonnet under the hood via just an API. And anybody who has listened to the AI Marketing Navigator in the past knows that that's one of my favorite models. I think one of the best available models right now on the market. It's being debated that it might even be better than 3.7 Sonnet. That's just anecdotal. I've seen some people maybe just making clickbaity claims like that. All to say that allegedly the most powerful AI agent, and I think probably the most powerful AI agent on the market right now, and what's allowing it to handle these complex task management and reasoning that is necessary to operate the system is actually Claude 3.5 Sonnet. Just a quick rundown on some of the apparent technical specs of Manus so you can kind of understand what's going on in the background when you're watching it work tonight. And this comes from a couple different sources, but a main one being gist.github.com or gist.github.com, linked in the show notes, of course. But in addition to Claude, apparently, the model that's being used for reasoning and task management, being that it is a Chinese model, the Chinese language reasoning is being done by Qwen, which is a model from the company Alibaba. I think we may have mentioned Qwen at least in passing. We don't do as much detailed reporting on the Chinese models as the other ones. But Qwen is definitely a leading one as well, and just part of the entire Chinese competition that's shaking up the AI space so much right now. And then on top of that, although it's not officially confirmed, apparently, there are thoughts that GPT-4o is being used for the coding tasks that Manus is doing. So it's pretty intriguing that there's really only existing APIs and open source AI being used to power and build out this very, very capable agent. Additionally, we're apparently seeing another multi-agent system being used here, an executor agent, a planner, a knowledge agent, as well as a sandbox environment, which you'll see here tonight as well, where some development and some terminal commands even are being done. As always, links in the show notes for the sources for this information. There are just some really interesting inner workings that are making this Manus system kind of, I think, greater than the sum of its parts, to be honest, if you will, being that it's powered by Claude and existing other open source systems that are all very impressive, but are available to everyone, basically. And apparently it's being run by some hard-coded prompts. So it's very, I'd be very interested to see and curious to see those hard-coded prompts, because there's a lot behind what it's capable of with the way that it's been designed and its architecture, obviously. And so these prompts do things like force the detailed outputs, the incredibly detailed outputs that you'll see tonight in the reports that are generated. It does things like create drafts or saves drafts in order to bypass certain token limits, which, again, we ran a task that went solid for just about an hour, probably a little bit under an hour, and we had no issues with token limits or anything like that, which if you watch some of our demos with Claude, or I believe we've covered it, there are some pretty regular notifications about chat limits and token limits within Claude, maybe one of the only drawbacks from my point of view of Claude. Anyway, on top of those hard-coded prompts is the access to the tools and the integrations that Manus makes use of. And actually, when the news broke that it was essentially a Claude wrapper, or basically was running Claude underneath the hood, it was also discovered by this this jailbreaker, the news source, that the system had access to only 29 tools to operate all of this functionalities. But one last thing before we talk about the demo that we're going to be doing tonight, a couple of things that were mentioned in the onboarding notification. If you're watching along on video, you're seeing that here that we got when we got access to Manus tonight. Hopefully you have yourself gotten access, so you've already seen this. Maybe you're still on the waitlist, although I'm sure the majority of people who were on the waitlist have gotten access considering we have gotten it here. They talked a little bit about here, again, on the screen, about the new beta membership for Manus. So if you were on the waitlist, and I'm also assuming that if you sign up right now, you'll probably get this too, you're going to get 1,000 free credits to your account. And this was actually more than enough to do our demo tonight. So definitely check out the availability of these free credits. Try signing up if you can. If you are on the waitlist, apparently there are some bonus credits from time to time that they're going to credit you. And then they say that with the paid memberships, which we'll look at here in a minute as far as pricing goes, you're going to get more user credits, the ability to run more tasks at the same time, so concurrent tasks, something that we've now talked about for 3 days in a row, as well as extended context length and quote-unquote enhanced stability and dedicated resources. On top of that, there's also a mobile app, which sounds super interesting, especially considering how well the demo went tonight. I think I definitely need to check out the mobile app and maybe share that as well. Anyway, it says that here you can quote unquote create tasks and check results anytime, anywhere. So again, considering just how impressive this tool is, the ability to do that on the fly with any of your ideas. Maybe, you know, if I could get the Epiphany app that we talked about the other day, where I can just do quick voice notes or voice ideas to plug into Manus and just plug that into a prompt. Man, I need to maybe consider doing that or try and adding Manus as an action to Epiphany. Or anyway, I'm going way off on a tangent now. Anyway, if you do subscribe to the beta memberships here, now you're looking at the prices on the screen. There are two subscription plans. the Manus Starter and the Pro. The Starter is $39 per month and the Pro is $199 per month. The main differences are their number of credits that you're going to get, 3,900 on the Starter and then 19,900 on the Pro, so a big jump there. You're also going to need either one of these plans to run concurrent tasks. You get 2 at the Starter and 5 at the Pro. And then a big feature with the Pro one is the access to the high effort mode. Now, we didn't even use that for our test tonight, so I can only imagine just how maybe much faster it would have been, or more impressive, or more capable it would have been given the high effort mode. Maybe worth just jumping up in subscription just to see what that's like. Again, it was super impressive just at the free tier with our 1,000 credits that we had tonight. Okay, with that, let's get into the demo that we did tonight. Just to set up the demo a little bit for you, the thing that we tried to do was have it do some local prospecting. Didn't quite get the local part, as you'll see, but just some lead generation for small to medium-sized businesses in the area that would be ideal for AI consulting or implementation services. So as you'll see, I asked it to research these prospects, craft cold outreach campaigns for each of them that are entirely personalized. On top of that, we incorporated some testing of its coding capabilities in this demo as well, and I asked Manus to create personalized landing pages for each prospect. Tried to add a little twist and make them kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure style user experience. And as you'll see, the Manus fell a little bit short on that, so it wasn't entirely perfect on our prompt adherence, but that could be we lost a little bit of in translation maybe when we had Claude help us with the prompt, which you'll see as well. Still highly recommend always using an LLM or one of these models to help you craft your prompts. But we were going for a very engaging user experience that kind of persuaded or tried to persuade users into incorporating AI into their business. So you'll get to see how Manus handles the at least HTML and CSS coding tonight as well. Okay, without further ado, let's get into the demo. Okay, so here we have our Manus UI, the interface here. And again, pretty standard. We're seeing definitely some patterns in our user interfaces with all of these, not only LLMs and chat interfaces, but these agents as well, or these browser agents. If you're not watching along on video, you have your tasks in the left-hand side on a little column. You have a text input box to give Manus your tasks to work on. Within that box, you can attach files. You can also select the model, I guess I'll call it, between the standard and the high effort, which we mentioned a second ago. And that high effort is, like we mentioned, in beta. And if you try and select it, you're going to get prompted to upgrade to that Pro, that $200 per month, $199 per month. Subscription. But below that, and another thing that we see very often in these interfaces, is a little template gallery with a bunch of different categories of Manus tasks here that they lay out for us. And again, lots of the similar type tasks like planning a trip, analyzing stocks. If you're not watching along in video, one is a trip to Japan in April, deeply analyze Tesla stocks, interactive course on the momentum theorem. So a lot of education as well. The categories here are research, life, and research has a couple good business ones as well, like a B2B supplier sourcing, definitely some investment focused ones as well, list of YC companies, NVIDIA earnings report analysis. You have life, data analysis, which has some really interesting ones, online store operation analysis, so an e-commerce one there. If you have a big e-commerce store, if you have any clients with big e-commerce stores, it can run analysis on all of that data. Social media public opinion research, mobile internet traffic data analysis. So lots of interesting possibilities in the data analysis category here. Education, productivity, which is an interesting one. Let's go through some of these for sure. We have candidate interview schedule. So we talked about kind of resume screening and hiring processes in some of these agents before. That's definitely being suggested here. Contract review, another resume or hiring involved one here. Screening resumes for RL engineers. Financial statement review and verification. So there's a little financial or finance one. Website SEO optimization. And if we were to click on any of these, they're actually replays of tasks that have been run in Manus. So you can see each of these tasks actually being run by the agent, and you can see it in real time, or you can skip to the results. I'm going to just click into this website SEO optimization and let you guys watch that one here for a second. And it's pretty quick, and it does a very, very detailed analysis here of a website. So let's just hop into this one to give you guys an idea of a typical use case according to the templates here. So it's doing an analysis of Andre Karpathy's website. And if you're not watching along on video, it's essentially got the Manus's computer tab or section of the screen on the right-hand side showing us everything that the agent has done. And at this point, we've officially reached the end of our replay, and we can see here a very comprehensive report on the Andre Karpathy website. And it was able to pull some pretty technical details as well. So pretty fast performance as far as just the templated use cases there. We'll see how it's able to do with our tests here. Let's go ahead and see if Manus is able to handle them. So if you have watched this show in the past and you've watched us build prompts in the past and listened to our recommendations and best practices, then you know that we always recommend, and personally, we always use Claude to help us build our prompts whenever we're testing out a new system in particular, but any system really. Claude really is going to be able to write a much better prompt, much more detailed, unless you really put in the time. And hey, the whole point of these tools is to save you the time anyway. So we have this very nice detailed prompt from Claude to Manus, basically laying out these steps that I mentioned earlier when we were talking about what we were going to demo here. It's asking it to do some research in our local area here for 10 ideal companies, giving it the size of the companies, giving it some suggestions of the industries that would be good to look into, as well as some other key recommendations that could be used to personalize the messaging. It's saying do the prospect research, identify the key decision makers, giving it some guidance there as well, and then develop the personalized outreach campaigns. And like I said, I thought we would try and push Manus here tonight, so I asked it to develop a total cold outreach campaign involving a LinkedIn connection message, a LinkedIn follow-up message, an email campaign sequence, as well as a phone call follow-up script as well, just to see how productive Manus can be here for us. And then lastly, I wanted it to design personalized landing pages, but a step further than that, I wanted to test out its coding abilities a little bit and ask it to do these interactive choose-your-own-adventure style landing pages that was personalized for each of our prospects. And then Claude, being as brilliant as it is, it added some stuff in there as well, like giving us an implementation timeline and a tracking system for our 60-day outreach campaign, which is really nice. So we have gone ahead and pasted all of that content into our Manus agent here and asked it to please perform the task described in the pasted text. So let's go ahead and run this. And again, depending how long this takes, we will cut ahead as necessary for your benefit. But I will try and do my best to kind of provide some commentary as to what's happening on the screen for anybody who's listening, just to get an idea of what the Manus agent is doing or trying to do here. So let's go ahead and run this. Right off the bat, it's asked us if we want to enable browser notifications for our task. It said, I've received your request. Let me check the content of the pasted text to understand the task you'd like me to perform. It's breaking all of the steps down here for us as well, creating files of its own. We have our task description on the left-hand side of the screen. It's giving us some tips as well. The tip here that it says is, while Manus is working, you can send messages anytime to modify tasks, add information, or stop current work. Feel free to leave this page. Manus will continue working in the background and notify you when the task is complete. Okay, so now it's also told us that it's going to begin working on our B2B AI consulting outreach campaign. It's analyzed the requirements and kind of repeated them back to us. It appears to have understood all of the requests, and it's continuing to kind of break this down into a plan, doing things like connected to data source and create a to-do list for executing the task. It says it's moving to a research phase to identify 10 ideal SMBs for AI consulting services, researching potential SMBs across multiple industries for AI consulting opportunities. It seems to be moving pretty rapidly. It also gives us an option to view Manus's computer. And again, this is really nice, very similar to Convergence AI, which again, we just saw yesterday, where you can see the actual browser here of the agent in real time. It says it's live. So just super amazing to really see this technology at work. Again, it's really, we just saw it break down everything on the screen with this shape or geometry mapping that was really cool. So I'm just super impressed, and I hope you guys are all as geeked out as I am on the potential here with these browser agents. Okay, so we're going to continue to let it run here. It's still saying that it's researching and it's clicking elements. That's what it's doing here when it's mapping out the elements on the page. It's telling us what it's researching. It says it's researching potential SMBs from Forbes' best mid-size employers list. We just got a little bit of a blank error page. It said Manus has encountered some issues while performing the task, but it also said not to worry, Manus will handle the error. And sure enough, it's right back into processing the task. It's now looking for some more information, doing some more searching for the ideal SMBs. So we saw a little trip up, but Manus was able to handle it on its own, and we're right back into the computer use, or the computer window, or excuse me, Manus's computer viewing the browser here. And still doing the research on our prospects, but you can see it's in a new site now, researching potential manufacturing SMBs with 51 to 200 employees as candidates for AI consulting services. So again, adhering to the prompt pretty well, and doing a lot of different types of research to find the right, or at least a few prospects for our outreach campaign here. And interestingly, we got a little notice here in the user or the Manus computer that this website they're using thinks that it might be a bot. So it's definitely suspicious of our Manus agent here. A couple other things that I've noticed, you can actually select an application that you want to use in the computer. So just like that Convergence AI feature that allows you to take over the browser, it looks like you can do that here as well. It's using VS Code for our little note document or for our little development environment. And then it has a browser as well that you can get into. And then at the bottom, it has a list of all the steps that it's doing. So the task progress, essentially, which is really cool. It looks like it has about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps to accomplish here. It's on step 3, which is still the created to-do list for executing the task. Apparently, it's not quite reached the step where it's researching ideal small and medium-sized businesses, which is what we're seeing it do on the screen. Also, when we're seeing this search page, it's giving us the search terms that it's using. So the last one was just marketing startups. I believe it gave the number of employees again. And it was, so it was looking specifically for smaller, leaner startups and Y Combinator ones as well, I believe. So showing us the URLs that it's browsing as well. And here again, we're seeing our research notes file for all of our prospects. And it looks like we're getting an idea of the potential companies. We're seeing Shriners Hospital for Children, Registry Partners, Carrot Fertility. So definitely doing some healthcare ones, which was in our prompt as well. Okay, and it says it has completed the research phase with 10 ideal SMBs identified across various industries. And it's given us a little synopsis of that there. The selected companies include Shriners Hospital for Children, Microgen DX, Flexial Corporation, Elwood Corporation, Golden One Credit Union. There's an education one as well, Western Carolina University. So I don't think it adhered to the Detroit aspect of our prompt. I'll have to go back and look at exactly what Claude said and if it actually did focus solely on Detroit. But again, we're getting an idea of the capabilities of the tool anyway. So let's see, what's it doing now? We have identify decision makers for each company. So moving to identify key decision makers at each of the 10 selected companies. So I'll be interested to see how it does this. I'm assuming it's going to go to LinkedIn if it has access to LinkedIn. And actually it's going to the staff or leadership pages available for any of the companies first. So we'll see if it does LinkedIn in addition to that. But it is trying to identify 10 prospects for our outreach campaign here. And it occurs to me now that we'll probably need to ask it to actually find the contact details, the email. So I'm going to actually message Manus. It said we could message it at any time during our task. I'm going to say, be sure to find the contact information for each prospect as well. And it says Manus is typing, suggested new knowledge. I'll make sure to find detailed contact information for each prospect as part of my research on key decision makers, full names, titles, professional background, LinkedIn URL, business email when available. So anyway, okay, it's aware of what we need to do as far as the contact information. It's still running its task over here. So pretty smooth process as far as updating the task. I'm very impressed so far. I'm very curious to see how it does writing our campaigns and then particularly developing personalized interactive landing pages. We'll see just how good. And it looks like Manus is actually accessing Terminal right now and doing some saving of files or decision makers or something to that degree on an Ubuntu operating system. Just something to note here is that it's also doing some terminal command line stuff as well. Okay, so here we have Manus trying to get into LinkedIn. Let's see how it handles this, if it's going to need our credentials or how exactly it's going to do this. Oh, apparently it gave up on LinkedIn. It's back to researching prospects on the company websites. And yeah, I'll be very curious to see what it's able to do as far as like web scraping capabilities that are right into the agent here. That's something in particular that I was very interested or is very, I think, differentiating about tools like Lindy that we talked about a couple episodes ago, where they have a bunch of web scraping capabilities that you can throw into your agent swarms or your custom build agent. So I would imagine that among the 29 tools that Manus has access to, there's got to be some web scraping capabilities in there as well. It's definitely pulling in. Okay, so it does have some LinkedIn URLs here for our decision makers. We're seeing, again, the file here on the right-hand side. I did see an email there for one of the prospects, so it was able to find at least one. So encouraging here so far that we're able to find some of the information we're looking for. It's proceeding pretty smoothly through the task so far. And I think the next real test is going to be, I'm sure you'll be able to write some somewhat strong, maybe not strong, but I would at least imagine competent copy for our outreach messages. But I'm very curious to see what it does for the personalized landing pages again. I think that'll be the next interesting test here for this first task. And I really am pretty impressed with the data that it's pulling on all of these as well. I saw it putting together some AI implementation ideas for individual prospects as well in our document that it was building. And actually, it looks like I can skip forward and backwards between what we were seeing here. Sure enough, while it's running, you can actually go back and look at what you saw. You can jump to the live version, so that's really cool. But you can see here a lot of nice detail in our notes about each individual company. This is one company, the Flexseal Corporation, that it's put all of this information together on. Couple decision makers, organizational information, AI implementation opportunities. So this is turning into some pretty powerful stuff here. It's got an approach strategy as well as a primary target, secondary target, value proposition. So very, very impressive stuff here so far. I'm super excited to see what it's able to do with this in the next couple of steps. So I'm going to jump back to the live here. And it's still doing some research for leadership among our companies. It also has a timer here of the work it's doing in the browser, in the computer user interface. And it's going for on 9:30 right now, 9 minutes and 30 seconds. And we've accomplished quite a lot. And again, it's been under 10 minutes so far that we've done all this. So on a pretty impressive pace for our first task here. Again, one of the pieces of feedback I came across when we were preparing for this episode was that it takes some time for Manus to run. I think if this is what they had in mind when they meant time, I think that's definitely some of the spoiled nature that we all are susceptible to when it comes to technology and the time it takes for something as amazing that we're watching right now to do what it's doing. So anyway, just over 10 minutes now so far in our task. It's continuing to create these individual files for each of our ideal prospect companies, which I really love to see it doing here. Again, you can see all of the detail that's going into each one of these individual prospects. And I'll also be very curious to see how many credits we end up using or if we end up hitting our limit here. I'm not seeing anything on the screen right now showing the current amount of credits being used. That would be somewhat nice, but I'm sure they will let us know the moment that we run out. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that. It's also somewhat interesting and funny to see pop-ups and things like that being displayed to the Manus AI agent. It gives us kind of a glimpse into the future where advertisers and marketers are no longer really marketing to humans, but to the agents that are browsing the web on behalf of humans. And it goes into that whole conversation of what does that advertising look like? Is it just bits? Is it just zeros and ones that an agent can read? And does it need to look pretty anymore? And again, so much interesting conversation around that and very, very worth all of that conversation and attention. And we'll certainly be talking all about that in the future on this show, I'm sure. So anyway, just seeing that in action is entertaining to say the least. Hey, we've completed the step doing all of our detailed research on the prospects and the companies that they're working at. We've moved on to our next step. Manus is developing personalized outreach campaigns. And here's a little synopsis it gives us in the task chat. I've completed the research on key decision makers for all 10 target companies. For each organization, I've identified primary decision makers, secondary influencers, contact information, including emails and phone numbers, professional backgrounds and potential AI interests, and specific AI implementation opportunities tailored to each business. And we've seen that, and we're seeing that in the screen right here on the left. So sure enough, it's done all of that, and it's super detailed, super comprehensive. Can't wait to see what it does with that information. And it's got it all built out here in its developer or development environment. So again, a pretty impressive organization and planning so far by the Manus agent. Research task took about 20 plus minutes, I believe. And it looks like, and I'm just realizing now that each task has reset the timer, or when it moves on to the next step, it resets the timer. We should be able to go through and see how each of those went at the end, I would imagine, where we get a total time. But I should be able to do at least a rough estimate when we look at the live raw recording time of our episode here. So we'll let you know just how long, or just about how long our entire process took here when we reach the finish line and whatever state we reach the finish line in. Okay, so it's saying here that it's, again, developing the personalized outreach campaigns for each of the 10 companies, the 10 identified companies. So I'm sure we'll see that in the files here shortly as well. Sure enough, in each file for each company here, we now have a LinkedIn message for each of the prospects. We see one here for, I believe it's MicroGen DX. We have a follow-up message after a connection. We have a connection request, an email outreach campaign. So again, it's very much listening to or adhering to our prompt for each of our prospects here. And we're seeing our initial call or phone outreach script as well. So I'm just super impressed so far with Manus. It's definitely living up to the hype, and it may be worthy of going back to convergence.ai, doing some testing there to see how they do as far as coding goes as well. I believe they do have some coding capabilities, if I recall correctly. And depending on how Manus does here with the coding, it may very well be worth going back to convergence to proxy to see how it performs in coding, if it can at all. And I would imagine that through Lindy AI, for instance, you'd be able to perform some sort of coding via AI integration or AI prompting. So anyway, all that to say, I don't think it's done anything that's out of the realm of possibility for other tools yet, but I will say the detail and the organization with which it's approaching the task is particularly impressive. And again, I'm encouraged and optimistic about what it's going to be able to crank out here. It's still in the developing personalized outreach campaigns. And for each one of these, it's doing all of these steps, all of the outreach, all of the phone call scripts as well. Right now, we're seeing an example of the campaign timeline. So it's breaking down the campaigns by literally by day, what recommending how we should reach out and what our reach out schedule should look like. And as far as, you know, being able to retrieve our content after this, you have all of the source files in text format that the Manus agent is creating. So you can literally just go in and grab those and use them as you see fit, whether with additional AI models or however you want to incorporate them into your existing tools. And then again, you imagine it's only a matter of time, if not already possible, for Manus to then take this data and just go plug it into your CRM or your email marketing or your email automation tool and send off that campaign for you. Again, we are very much seeing the foundation of that type of agentic work where we no longer have to do the medial clicking around that a campaign takes. It's really just the creation and the sign-off that marketers are going to have to be doing here in the very new future and in present days, for sure. And I will absolutely share the results of this task as well. It looks like that's going to be possible to do with Manus. So everybody, you can take a look at it on your own time. All of these details that it's coming up with for the outreach, I think, are just super impressive for each individual prospect, both primary and secondary. Again, that's something that Claude threw in there for us. And Manus is doing very, very well at adhering to, again, just thinking on the fly, I would probably ask it or message it to, you know, provide the emails in a CSV file for all of our targets. And add the variables for that as well. In fact, just to continue to try and test Manus as much as possible, and I'm growing ever more impressed with it, I'm going to ask it to do just that at the end of our creation of our campaign and our interactive landing pages. I'll just say, please capture all of the prospect data in a CSV file that can be uploaded into a email automation tool with variables, etc. All right, so we've continued to just work with Manus as it's doing this work for us and suggest things. And sure enough, I'll create a comprehensive CSV file with all the prospect data that can be easily uploaded into an email automation tool. This will include all the necessary variables for personalized outreach campaigns. So thank you very much, Manus. And again, I have no reason to believe that it won't be able to accomplish that for us here, judging on what it's been doing. Now, finally, it's getting to the part I've been looking forward to the most, the designing of the interactive landing pages. It says moving to design interactive landing pages for each target company while also creating a CSV file with prospect data as requested by the user. So do I dare say we see some parallel agents doing some things here as well within Manus? And actually, this is really cool, guys. I just noticed that it's tracking our knowledge suggestions, or it's tracking something called knowledge suggestions, where it's literally trying, this is where it's trying to teach Manus how to adapt in the future. It says, when creating B2B outreach campaigns or prospecting lists, always include contact information for each prospect or decision maker. So it's literally taking what we've told it for, you know, scraping the actual contact information and creating a CSV file format with all the variables. And we can literally accept that knowledge or reject it and kind of train the model. So this is really amazing, guys. I am very much, very much falling in love with Manus as we continue to use it here. And I am definitely seeing why it was getting so much of the attention in its launch month here for sure. And here we have a breakdown of that CSV that it just gave us. It has the file includes the following variables. So basic contact information, company details, LinkedIn profile, interest areas, personalized hooks specific to each prospect's role and company, value propositions tailored to each company's needs, and company-specific challenges that AI consulting could address. So everything, literally everything we need to plug into our email automation tool. It even says, hey, you can use MailChimp, you can use HubSpot, you can use ActiveCampaign. Tells you to use merge tags to do all this. So, okay, anyway, here we have some code being developed on the right-hand side of the screen, and we will see at what point it maybe previews this code for us or how that's going to work. I'm assuming that it's going to preview this for us in the Manus computer here. But one way or the other, we should be able to test or at the very least see what these interactive landing pages would look like. Okay, so we're starting to see some of our first files here for our interactive landing pages, and we should be able to click preview on these and take a look at what they look like. So let's see what the MicroGen DX landing HTML looks like. And sure enough, just like that, we are seeing our landing page. It doesn't look too bad, to be honest. And as we scroll through this here and read the copy and look at the calls to action, I'm pretty impressed here, to be honest, with what it's done, the use cases and the benefits that it's provided here. It's done some, I would imagine, some cursory research. I would absolutely confirm and double check the stats and data that it's been used here, but it's showing a bunch of information and data to demonstrate exactly why AI in this context, in this industry, would be so helpful, giving us the call to action to schedule a consultation, viewing success stories, giving tailored solutions for MicroGen DX, and really not the worst design just to be whipped up here in the preview as well. Again, something to very much work off of, if not use just right out of the box. I'm very much impressed here. You know, it's not exactly what I had in mind when we prompted for like the choose your own adventure style thing, but I think we have the makings of a very, very impactful and pretty persuasive landing page right here. And this is one of 10 that it's creating for us as well. And of course, if you wanted to do anything else with the design, you could certainly just take this, use these files, use this as a foundation and apply whatever color changes or design changes you'd like to personally, or if you have a team. Again, I personally think that this did a pretty good job, at least as far as like general layout goes and kind of copyright decisions and use case and case study, stuff like that. But again, can very much just be a starting point. It's also giving us a little count on the landing pages that it's created here with each one that it finishes. And here's the one for the Shriners Hospital. So it's using the same templates. You can see how this template has very much been tailored and personalized for Shriners Hospitals. You had the same basic layout and everything like that. I would maybe change the color of our stats here to not be red. But again, little things like that. All of this work being done in minutes, in an hour max so far, probably. That would take at least hours for the most ambitious individual, I think, to accomplish well on their own. And that might be being generous. I mean, again, to do this well and to do the type of detailed research that Manus was able to pull off, it's probably going to take a couple of days, if not days, for someone to do. And that's assuming you have, you know, the infrastructure in place to do, you know, templated landing pages like this and everything as well. If you're starting just from scratch, like Manus was, then you know, obviously you're looking at a significant more investment of your time from a labor standpoint. Okay, and we have the rest of our files now created for our landing pages. We'll check those out in a second, but it's moved on now to the next step, which is creating that 60-day implementation timeline. But let's check out some more of these files here. Again, we have the Shriners Hospital, the MicroGen DX. And again, we're seeing the same template here, but for individual companies, it's all been customized. The colors and the layouts are being changed. I'm really, really impressed here just with how Manus has been able to operate and go through this this very detailed task for us. We're running at about probably just under an hour now for the entire task process, and it's still cranking on, doing its thing. And again, whether or not you guys think the landing pages are designed, it's really all about the communication of what's going on the page. If you're communicating your message, as you may know, some of the most well-converting pages are simple text and HTML and not very highly designed at all. And at the end of the day, it's mostly about conversion rates and the performance that's going to lead you to be ranked well and discoverable on the web. So anyway, all that to say, I am very much impressed with Manus. And as long as we had to wait for it, I think there is a lot of potential and a lot of automation and offloading of some pretty tedious work to be accomplished here with Manus. And we are now moving on to the final step, or one of the final steps, compiling the final deliverables for our project here. Manus is telling us that it's compiling final deliverables for the B2B AI consulting outreach campaign. And the final step is to report the results to the user. So let's see how this report comes through. And now we're seeing all of the information that's being compiled and added to our report file. All of this being done by the via the command line as well. So really, really pretty amazing stuff from Manus AI here. And even more amazing that it's all being done with Claude and 29 tools, according to the reports. So we are very, very close to an era of very, very powerful agents. Okay, and here we have a zip file with all of our deliverables and an executive summary of our task that you can see here. It goes through and breaks everything down. And on top of that, well, we can share a replay of our task, so we're going to do that for sure, link that in the show notes. But it also says share Manus's creation as an interactive website and gives us a prompt to create a website. So let's see what happens if we click create website here. Oh, and that's where you got to upgrade to get for some more credits. So props to Manus for selling us on a pretty incredible experience there with our free credits. And I should mention that we did get through that entire thing with our free credits, our single task here. So in the interest of time tonight and getting this episode out to you guys and not making it too long, making it short and useful, I'm not going to run that second test where we try and create a thumbnail in Canva. I'll definitely be testing that in the near future and let you guys know how it goes. Maybe it'll be included in another agent testing episode. And I am super tempted to say that Manus is the most powerful agent tool out there right now, but without first testing out Convergence a little bit more and Lindy and maybe some of the other tools, as much as they're able to kind of organize something of this length, but I will say that Manus is currently at the top of my list. It really blew me away with what I was able to accomplish here, and all with apparently only one small error that it dealt with on its own. If I was looking away from the screen for 5 seconds, I probably wouldn't even notice the fact that it hit an error. So hopefully all of you navigators out there are, if you want it anyway, getting access to Manus as well. At the very least, this is the new leader for agents on the AI Marketing Navigator for the time being. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.